Good morning, loves, and welcome back to Success Academy, to session number 2 in our 8-week series. I'm so looking forward to sharing today's session and content with you around the power of vision and goals, and sharing specifically some different practices, rituals, thoughts, tips, insights to getting clarity on your vision and goals, right? That's the first piece of this, is the clarity. And then secondly, some of these tips and strategies to help you in the manifesting or achieving of those specific vision and goals. But when you study success, right, and you study successful people from all kinds of biographies to podcasts, books, and even just observation, one of those key success principles, if you will, is the power of having really clear vision and goals that lead your life. And I know that that's an ongoing work in progress. I just want to say that right out of the gate, as you're joining in here live today or you're listening back to this recording, is this is a work in progress. And we are indeed going to make significant progress with this principle with yourself this week. But realize, again, it's ongoing, because just like how the seasons change upon the earth, our lives change, and therefore our goals are regularly morphing or shaping and so forth, they become different things for different seasons, right? Now, there's certain values or attributes that might be eternal for you that you're always espousing or working on, like being more kind, for instance, or compassion towards yourself or others, or you might have a value around health or family or things like that. But regularly setting or resetting or renewing your commitment, your focus, or having goals, they do change over the years, right? Certain things definitely do, of the things that matter to you or what you're working on, and things of that nature. And so just giving yourself permission and awareness that I get to be a work in progress, and you are indeed that, a work in progress, and you are progressing. And we talked so much about that on week 1, and welcome back to week number 2. But in week 1, we start laying the foundation around that mindset that it isn't about perfection. It is about progress, and it's about commitment, right? I'm not asking as your coach to be perfect. I'm not asking of the people close to me in my life and my inner circle to be perfect in relationship. We are in the space of saying we're committed and we're progressing, right? Our own goals and relationships and so forth. And so welcome. And I think last week, I loved hearing from you on our coaching Q&A call, and from many of you with our Zoom meet and greet. I know not all of you were able to meet during that time. I'm going to send you all, though, the recording if you'd like to give that a view, if you weren't able to be there. If you've not yet introduced yourself in our Facebook group, please do so. If you weren't on that Zoom meet and greet, we'd love for you to say hello and share with us a little bit about you. I think most of you, or many of you, have done that. I'd love seeing your face and, you know, your goals and a little bit about you and things like that. But last week, as we were establishing, and this will continue on for this week, your specific self-care habits, there's 3 that you're working on implementing and becoming more consistent with. Number 1 is that morning ritual. That is one of, quote, your goals through this course, is that you start your day with more intention, whether that's prayer, meditation, journaling, a workout, right, visualization, reading or listening to something nourishing or positive, or a combination of those things. That's number 1 habit. Number 2 is, we've talked about last week in detail, the mirror work and the mirror exercise. The intention behind that is to help you create more intimacy and self-trust. I want you to write that for me in your notes. Self-trust is one of the key things you're after in your life. The more that you trust yourself, the more confidence you have to move things forward, the more magnetic you become, because, again, there's this sense of ownership and this sense of self-trust. But that mirror work, again, your ask or your accountability in that is to do it 30 days in a row. That is your eye-to-eye with yourself in the mirror, seeing yourself, affirming your wins and victories, your core affirmations, and then sharing with yourself just some loving, kind words. And the 3rd activity or ritual, the habit that we started last week as well to lay the foundation, is to being committed to your own joy list, creating 15 things or 12 things, 12 to 15 things that cost money and 12 to 15 things that don't, and creating and cultivating a list for yourself of things that bring you joy, and then doing things off the list every single week. Minimum, I'm asking that you commit to an hour investment. So if you do a full hour at a time, for instance, you go get a massage, right, or watch a movie or something that brings you joy, if you're looking at more 15 to 20 minutes a day of things that bring you joy and that nourish you. right? So very powerful to be about those two habits. That's what we kicked off with last week, as well as some other, of course, mindset thoughts and tips. And, you know, you obviously go back and listen to that recording as often and as many times as you would like as you own this entire course. But as we get settled in here today with session number two, if you've not yet created a focus space for yourself, next week on week three, we do a deep dive on productivity and time management. One of the most powerful things you can do for your productivity is to minimize or eliminate your distractions. So if your email is in the background, go ahead and log off of that. Or if you're currently scrolling the gram, well, that's exciting. I get it. I love the gram. Let's go ahead and log off that too. And allow yourself to take a few deep breaths, maybe grab your favorite coffee, tea, water, and your workbook and notebook and settle in and allow yourself to open up to receive. Now, if you are on the go this morning or this afternoon or evening, based on where you're joining us from around the world, by all means, of course, I understand that if you're, you know, driving carpool or between work meetings or things like that, and you can come back when you're a little more in a space where you say, oh, okay, I can now drop in to focus in on that. So let's go to page 11 in your Success Academy workbook. And this begins with simply allowing ourselves to dream. I think that's really important we touch on this. This has come up in our Q&A space as well, is giving yourself the permission to say, I allow myself to dream or to dream again. Sometimes as adults, we've been through certain things in our life, which we've just kind of closed off and we've been in more survival mode, right? Some of you understand or relate to that. Some of you, that's not where you're at, but wherever you may be coming at this is giving yourself the permission to dream. Because whether you're surviving, or then some of you might say, gosh, my life's already rocking. My business is at six or maybe even close to seven figures. You know, things are good with my family. Things are pretty thriving. Sometimes we then have maybe guilt to allow ourselves to dream more, right? Shouldn't I just be grateful? I have a roof over my head or food on the table, that type of thing. Absolutely. I love gratitude. It's so key. And, so it's not or, it's and, you allow yourself to look at progression or growth or allowing yourself to dream. And that's a big part of goals and dreams is ownership. It's allowing yourself to own the desire. In your email that went out this morning that reminded you of this call, and there was a question in there about allowing yourself, the question of permission is, can I allow myself to want what I want? Is to own the desire is one of the ways that you manifest what it is that you want. Is taking the ownership of it. So just allow that to sit for a moment and take a deep breath. Is, have I really given ownership to my desires? And if not, that's okay. But in this moment, I'm asking you to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to choose in to my desires, to my goals and my dreams, realizing that your dreams and your goals and desires, I believe, come from a divine place, a spiritual place. They came to you. And we're not talking about the one-off, you know, pleasure moment like, hey, I want to get a donut. Now, if that's really what you want, go for it, of course. But we're talking about those deep desires that say, gosh, I want to start or grow a business. I want to rank advance in my company or get promoted. Or I want to go back to school or study this or this hobby. Or I've always been drawn to martial arts or to painting or to supporting orphanages or whatever those things might be, to health and wellness goals. And maybe you're saying, gosh, I've always wanted, you know, to have a beautiful, dreamy backyard with a wood fire oven, you know, and gather my loved ones there. And that's part of my dreams, or this certain home or a vacation space, right, to a relationship or growth or children or you name it. So from all the things, it's just allowing there to be space for you to tap into your own dream and saying, I want to dream. Allow yourself to do that. So on page 11, it starts with just a simple open sentence form of what do you want? You might hear my little puppy in the background getting after some kind of squeaky toy. We're just going to shut my office door. But yes, on page 11, I want to feel, be, do, and have. And just allow yourself to start. This week, I'm going to invite you to step into space with your workbook or your notebook or journal and sitting time with this question, what do I want? What do I want more of in my life? You might also want to look at the question, what do you want less of? But sometimes that's great for clarity, right? Is I want less stress, less angst, less scroll and more nourishing activity, or more calm or order or flow in my home and less chaos or clutter. You know what I'm saying? Is just tuning into the various things. What do you want? personally, professionally, financially, spiritually, relationships. We're going to look at all those categories together. We're going to do some work on this together in lifetime. But just allowing yourself to do some free flow thought form, you know, that freelance writing, if you will, is what do you want? I want to feel. I want to be, right? Being as in a role or being as in an attribute or an essence. Like the saying, I want to be in my feminine or my masculine, or I want to be in more love or kindness, or I want to be an author or a speaker or this title or role. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What is it that you want to do more with your life, your time? What do you want to have? Have in terms of emotions and experiences, have in terms of physical, material things, allowing yourself, again, the permission just to simply dream. It doesn't always mean that you're going to pursue those things, but that is how we begin the process of creation and manifestation, is that clarity of dropping into what it is that you want and putting your intention on that. So that's where this begins. That's page 11. I want you to go on to page 12, and we're going to be doing a little work here together in lifetime of starting within 8 categories, the beginnings of what you want to feel and what you want to create, or actions that help you activate that. Is clarity is the beginning of creation. Write that down for me in your notes. Clarity is the beginning of creation. Tony Robbins says clarity equals power, right? When you're clear and specific, your ability to move forward, to take action, is so much more heightened. It's clear. It's sharp. There's an intensity or a simplicity as well about it. Is I want you to think about, as we move forward and we talk here about goals, there's some other things we'll be discussing. We're talking about vision and goals, and I'll explain the difference here in just 1 second. But I want you to think about the same similar concept of ordering off a menu at a restaurant. If you walk into a restaurant, you're in the right place, right? And you might just simply say to the waiter or waitress, hey, I'm hungry, please bring me some food. You're in the right general direction. But the more clear and specific you are, like, hey, I'm going to have this salad with salmon added to it, prepared this way, and have the dressing on the side and do this, and sweet potato fries, please, as well. It's like you see how clear and specific it is of what you're putting out there. So the more that we can hone in on clarity and move into specifics that help you, specific feelings, specific milestones, that's going to help you in the manifestation process. It's okay to start general, though, right? Because sometimes you're saying, this is why I'm here. It's part of why I signed up for Success Academy. I need help with clarity. You're in the right place. And so if you're feeling like I'm not clear at all, to I'm super clear and I just need more help of how to manifest, to somewhere in the middle, I just invite you to take a few deep breaths and choose in to be open and allow yourself that creative space to just dance with some of these thoughts and feelings and ideas. But at the top of page 12, it just simply says my vision. And then the phrase, what do I want to feel, create, or experience in my life? And we're going to look at these 8 categories. I look at vision as kind of the big picture, right? The big map. And then goals, I like to set goals in 30, 60, and 90-day increments that are more specific steps and actions that help you move you towards the vision. But the vision is looking at your whole life, right? Like that map, and saying, what do I want to create? What do I want to feel, be, do, or have, like we were just touching on? But let's look at these 8 categories. You can write this right here on page 12, or you're welcome to go to your own journal or notebook, or at the end of your workbook or extra blank notebook sheets that you can write on as well if you need some space to do this. But I'm going to be giving you 2 prompts for each category that's here. And the first one is, what do you want to feel more of? Is often in life why we're pursuing anything different is we're looking for a different feeling. That's what's often motivating us. We want to maybe feel more confident or sexy or accomplished. We might want to feel more peace or connection, love or purpose or fulfillment or freedom or adventure or whatnot. Is we're often after a feeling. So that's the first question. The second one is around what actions or activities help you activate that feeling. Or maybe you might be thinking of actions or activities as goals that are you're after in each of these categories. But we're just simply starting to kind of stir the pot with this exercise. We're just wanting to get into and starting to activate some of those feelings. So as we look at page 12, the first category is your spiritual life. I just want you to go ahead and jot down the first few things that come to mind for you. What do you want to feel more of in your spiritual life? And again, whatever that might mean to you. You might say, like, what comes up for me, I want to feel connection, clarity, purpose, fulfillment, love, joy, service, gratitude. It can be any of these things. I'm just giving you options. As you dial into yourself and listen to your own heart, your own intuition, what do you want to feel more of in your spiritual life? And what are one or two or more, but at least one or two actions or activities that helps you create or activate that feeling? You might say yoga session, Bible study, prayer, meditation, my gratitude journal. Yeah, tuning into that, my loves. What do you want to feel more of, and what one or two or more actions or activities helps you activate that? Moving on to the second category. Again, we're just starting to stir the pot. We're not necessarily doing a full flush through on each category. But the second category, your own health. What do you want to feel more of related to your health? What are the feelings you're after? Energy, vivaciousness, vitality, strength, confidence, pain-free, flexible. What do you want to feel more of in your own health? What are some of the core desired feelings? And then again, secondly, what actions or activities helps you activate that? You might say, I move my body every day, or I drink X amount of water, or do my stretch routine or yoga, or I have a green juice every single day, or take my supplements. What are some of the things? Now, health is a whole category, right? As we know, it's not just the physical body. But I definitely want you to dial into that, because the physical body is this vehicle of your life, vessel. But also I know it means, of course, your mental and emotional health. They're all interconnected. I know as I exercise consistently, I feel better mentally and emotionally. As I meditate, I know that I feel better physically, right? And I release stress and things like that. Thinking about your health, again, what do you want to feel more of, and what are one or two or more activities or actions that help you in the direction of that feeling or that manifestation? That third category is relationships. What do you want to feel more of in your relationships? And you can see on page 12, I've given you four subcategories to look at. Relationship with self. You might want to, again, expand this on a blank sheet of notebook paper or your own journal. What do you want to feel more of with yourself, your family, your friends, and your network? And even under family, that might have different, of course, categories too. Your family, like if you have a significant other, sweetheart, your children, your family of origin, if applicable for you, that you're wanting to focus on that, again, friendships and network. But what do you want to feel more of? And often in relationships, we're wanting to feel connection, love, joy, intimacy, trust, communication, right? Well, those are things that help us get there, but your feelings around connection, love, friendship, trust. And then again, what are one or two activities or more or actions that help you nourish that connection or nourish those relationships? You might say, hey, date night with my sweetheart or my children, or going to lunch with a friend every week and nourishing my friendship life or my network. I'm going to call my dad or my brother on a weekly basis to connect. Put handwritten notes in the mail or hold open listening, non-judgmental space. Help nourish and grow relationships, or forgiveness, or apologies, or you see what I'm saying? But thinking about relationships, what do you want to feel more of? How do you want to show up in relationships? It's a really beautiful question. Becoming clear on how you show up in relationships That's a very proactive way of thinking versus often as the natural human state is we're more reactive and focusing on what everyone else is doing or not doing, right? In terms of relationship versus focusing on how we show up and what we want to be creating there. Again, we're just starting to look at some of these categories, and you get to continue this week until your assignment time to flesh them out. But the fourth category is your business slash career. Some of you have a full-time career and a side hustle. Some of you are full-time self-employed. Some of you, it's a hybrid mix of something else. But looking at your business life, career life, what do you want to feel more of in that arena for yourself? Jot down those core desired feelings there. And then what actions or activities help you activate that? I'll give you my example. In my business life, I want to feel four dominant things on a regular basis. I want to feel productive, creative, that I'm adding value, and I'm connecting with others. And that's on rinse and repeat for me over and over again. I'll say that again. Productive, creative, adding value, connecting with others. And here's the thing about that. My business life, as I'm doing those things and living into those values and those clear desired outcomes, what happens is I'm naturally and organically creating business and sales for my life because I'm doing the do, right? I'm planting the seeds and doing the things that lead to that outcome. It's like baking the cake. I'm mixing the ingredients. And with time, those ingredients come to fruition called sales and business and introductions and referrals and relationships, right? Because, again, you're all in the people business. I think you know that. And we're going to talk about that in a deep dive on week four, where I'm nourishing your network. Is you're all in the relationship business, and how you're showing up in relationship has everything to do with the thrive or the prosperity of your business. And so knowing that for myself, I love to feel that I'm being productive. We'll talk about this on week three next week about time blocking and that I'm batching, say, content creation or, you know, I'm in a creative space, right? I'm productive and I'm creating and creating new podcasts and content and courses, right? And so I'm in a creative mode regularly. And third, I love to know and feel that I'm focusing on adding value, that I'm showing up because I want to add value to other people's lives and to my connections and that I'm doing just that. I'm connecting with more people. You see, if I'm doing those things, and again, we can then look at actions and activities, that does create the business that I love the experience of the business creation. And the sales come as a natural byproduct of doing those things. So some examples there, again, I'm time blocking, I'm doing some weekly planning, I'm managing those distractions, so I'm more productive. Creative-wise, I'm working on, you know, a new course, a new program, and or I'm creating social media content and things that are going out. I'm focusing on the adding value and showing up, nourishing my network and connecting and sending off handwritten notes and packages. Right, I sent off a couple of those on Friday that went out to some key people in my life and some just little thoughtful gifts and cards and, you know, things like that of just appreciation and nourishing those relationships, but also choosing in like you're doing as well. You're adding value, you're connecting, you're asking questions or putting out good content or newsletters or videos or things like that, all the ways that you do that. But you becoming clear, what do you want to feel more of in your business life? I assume things like growth and progression, right, advancement, meaningful work, and maybe some of the same attributes I rattled off too. Let's go on to the next category. We're looking at category number five here, which is financial, the financial side of your life. Now, this is a juicy one, right? And this is one that can have all kinds of feelings. But tune in for yourself and ask yourself, what do I want to feel more of as it relates to my financial life? What are your core desired feelings? Maybe not what is, but what you want them to be. I know for me, feelings like peace, trust, freedom, generosity, excitement, growth. What do you want to feel more of? Security. And freedom comes up a lot here, right? Can you also write the word friendship for me? I mentioned this in our Zoom meet and greet on Friday. All of you are being gifted. So do not buy this because it's gone out to my email list and we put it up live on social media this morning. But my Mindset Makeover course, it's an annual course I do every May. It's a 30-day coaching journey around mindset, manifesting, marketing, and money. And money, I mentioned this on our call, is curating a new money story, right? And to have a friendship with money. Are you in a friendship with money? Because you are in a relationship with money, like it or not. Even if, especially if you're the type of person that says, I don't care about money, right? And if that's true, I understand sometimes when people say that, and I get it as well for myself, that it's not the thing you value most. Maybe that's true for most humans, right? But it's having a thriving, healthy, friendly relationship with money. Is that if you want to attract more of anything in your life, you've got to be in alignment with the energy of it. And often we're shaming money, judging money, stressed about money, and putting out an energy story about money. You're never enough. You stress me out. You're bad. You're evil. You're wrong. You know, all of that stuff. Money's neutral. It isn't. It's just like water running through the river, right? It's just that as humans, we have all these judgments upon it, for positive or for negative. I just want it to be an ease and a flow for you, more peace there, right? So you might be more clear about, as we're working on this in your vision, what do you want to feel more of? You might say, Tiff, I want more excitement in my financial life. Awesome, write that down. You might say peace, freedom, security, confidence, trust, generosity, giving back, abundance. And then what are one or two aspects or attributes or experiences, you know, actions or activities that help you activate that? For you, it might be having a really clear budget. For you, it might be having some joyless money or resources, right? Or making sales or working on, you know, various things. So you go, okay, these are the things that help me feel more of that feeling. Next category is number six is personal growth. What do you want to feel more of here? I assume probably something around growth might show up in that feeling. What do you want to feel more of? That you're growing, you're expanding, you're more alive in your human experience, you're more conscious, maybe say proactive. I'd like to become more proactive. I'd like to expand more in love over fear. What are actions or activities that help you activate or nourish your personal growth? You could put Success Academy here, because you're here obviously doing that, personal and professional growth. You might say reading or taking a course or learning a new, you know, language or taking cooking classes or playing the guitar, right? But you're saying I'm growing, or it could be attributes you're focused on. Right? What do you want to feel more of, and what actions or activities help you activate that? Category seven might sound pretty self-explanatory, and we've already done a little pre-work on this because we've been working on the joy list, but fun, the category of fun. I love that one of my early mentors had that be a specific goal, because, you know, sometimes prior to that, my goals were all about just, hey, everything felt so serious and about improving and, you know, things like that. But to remember the spice of life, the joy, the fun, the pleasure, what do you want to feel more of in the fun side of your life? And that might be, again, self-explanatory. I want to feel more fun or joy or, again, aliveness, vitality and vivacious and curiosity might be a core value or feelings you're wanting more of, or adventure, variety. What are some actions or activities that help you activate those feelings? You might say trying something new, eating at a new restaurant, trying a new recipe, right? Going for, you know, going out for a game's golf might be fun for you, or movies, or pottery class, or being with people that you love. Various things, actions and activities. And finally, category number eight is the form of community or giving back. Your generosity, and there's various ways, again, to do that. But I think truly when humans, whether you study, again, Maslow's hierarchy of needs that, you know, came out years and years ago in the field of psychology, is self-actualization and, you know, generosity and giving back being part of that, is the more that we progress, right, and saying, is that part of my life, service, contribution, And from small things to big things, right? Sometimes we think community or giving back has to be this massive campaign. And it might be, but it also can be these small, simple things that you say, I'm giving back and I'm involved and active in my local church, or maybe there's a charity or a cause that's near and dear to your heart. Or maybe for you, it's just like, hey, I check on my neighbors regularly, or share a meal with my widowed neighbor, you know, type of thing, or invite a friend to dinner and set an extra place setting. Or I donate to my local women's or men's shelter or the homeless shelter, money, food, or gently used items, things of that nature. But community and giving back, what do you want to feel more of? I think some of those core feelings, again, is around connection and higher purpose and love and goodness. And asking yourself, what are some of the ways, actions or activities that help you activate that you're drawn to? Right, that you feel this tenderness. I think we all have different things we're drawn to. Some of ours might overlap. But I know that generosity and kindness and service, man, it's really how that humanity is how we stay, you know, connected to one another. And sometimes it's as little and simple as smiling at someone, or in your thoughts, offering a quiet prayer or a blessing to them, wishing them well, wanting the best for them. To maybe, again, those kind little thoughtful deeds, donating a check to an organization, or time and volunteering, all kinds of ways that we do this. And as you can see, these eight categories, what we're doing is we're just stirring up your vision about what do you want to feel more of and what would that look like and mean to you, you know, and the differences there and being clear for yourself is just starting into that creative process and allowing yourself to do that. That will help set you up and put yourself, it's like priming the pump, moving into some of these actions and activities as you hone in on deeper clarity. Let's go on to page 13. And the power of vision, there's a quote there at the top that says, your vision leads your life. It's the power of your mind. It's all things, write this from in your notes, all things are created twice. First, spiritually or mentally, in that mental creation, and second, physically, that you're in a physical creation. Is that sometimes we just focus on getting into the doing and to the work, which is great, but really powerful is when we come from vision. So like an architect that maps out a blueprint for a project and building out a physical space, I want you to become your own life architect and really looking at and being intentional. That's the key word around vision and goals here, is intentional living, and that you're intentional about the relationships and how you're showing up in them. You're intentional with your body and your own physical health. You're intentional with your mindset, intentional with your spiritual life, your financial life, your business life, and so forth. There's a quote I shared on my Instagram and Facebook stories today that says this. It says, everything happens on a mental level before it manifests on the physical level. This is vision or goal setting, right? This is why it's so important to get your mindset right. You have to believe in yourself, no matter what the external circumstances are. Strengthen your vision and have hope that things can get better. I just love that little thought, that it's truly, it's tuning into that principle that all things happen first mentally, spiritually, and second into then physical creation. And so, again, being a high performer or cultivating and attracting success is we spend time in the mental chambers of our minds. We work on things maybe like a vision board we're going to talk about next, or writing out our goals, or spending time in visualization, seeing ourselves in a good mood and happy before we walk through the door and enter back into being with our significant other or children or relationships in that way, or before we show up, you know, online or in the business world, that we're just more intentional. And that we come back to vision over and over again, that your mind is like a little mini movie, and you're regularly creating thoughts, images, and feelings from those experiences, right? You're thinking, I love to say, your mindset equals your mood. What you're focusing on, you know, invites a certain mood to your life, and being conscious of that. And you go, oh, okay. And that we're intentional about the thoughts we're thinking and the images we're playing out in our mind. And that we're choosing with, again, more intention, not perfect, but more conscious practice to say, I'm going to be more intentional about the thoughts I'm thinking, the images I'm seeing. And I'm going to put some of those things together in a space. So that's number one on page 13. There's three components to help you nourish your vision and help you manifest it into reality. Number one is to create and capture in writing your own vision of these eight key areas we've just gone through. I want you to add details, feelings, adjectives, clarity to what you want to feel, be, do, and have in your life. Right, to map that out, and I would have a blank piece of paper for each category, right, in a journal or your notebook. Now, this week, what I'm asking that you flush through is two of the eight. If you go on to do all eight, great, but minimum assignment here this week is pick two categories that you flush and do a full page of writing on, right? And I don't mean you don't have to push yourself to fill up a full page if you're just not there, but I mean some dedicated time and space to what you want to feel, what you're creating here, and what are the actions or goals that help you have that experience. So to put it in writing, there's legitimate research that looks at people putting pen to paper things in writing. Like imagine you're writing a scroll. I love digital, right? It's fine too. You go, ah, Tiff, I want to type this up. I'm okay if you do that. I truly am. Just know that there is added research that looks at the vibration of your hand on a piece of paper, writing things out. Some believe you're literally putting it out like a, you know, it's like putting out a signal to the universe of what you want, what you desire. But to put it into writing solidifies it. So if you type it out or write it out, there's some solidification happening there and some ownership, again, about here's what I want. Again, I'm asking you to take on two of the eight categories that you flesh out in detail for this week specifically. That's minimum ask. If you have more time or choose into more of those areas, even better for yourself. Number two, I'm going to ask that you create or update, if it's been a while, a vision board. And a vision board, some people call it an intention board, a dream board, a vision board. A vision board is the compilation of images, symbols, words that help you become conscious of or represent, they bring you back to, it's like an anchor, but what represent what you want to create in your life. Again, who you want to be, do, what you want to have, accomplish, achieve, or experience. But vision boards, my loves, are so very powerful. Some of you already have a vision board. Awesome. I'm just asking as your coach, to, and if it's already updated that you did it the first of this year and you're like, no, it's really in present time, awesome. Run with that. I'd love to see a picture of it. As you guys create your vision board or even have one image you're going to add to your board, you may not be ready to show us the whole thing, but show us at least a image or the full board within our Facebook group. Or if you're saying, hey, here's my work in progress board. I don't care what, where it's at in the process, but that you're working on that. But vision boards, again, are powerful. They anchor us back to who we choose to be, what we choose to be about, or and or what we're working towards and what we're creating. I've had many experiences of working with a vision board and seeing things manifest off of them. I did a podcast last fall with a gentleman named John Assaroff, and I will put that, just making a note, I will put that podcast in our Facebook group as well as tuck it into our assignment email that will go out today to you. I want you to give that a listen. You can listen to it off my website. If you are an iPhone user, you can find it on iTunes. If you're Samsung, you can find it on Spotify or Stitcher. But he shares in live time what's also written in the Success Principles. One of the chapters you're going to read this week is around vision and visualization, where he shares this mind-blowing experience of him cutting out pictures of his dream home out of Dream Home magazine. And then he had it on his vision board. And then his vision boards went into storage while he was moving from Canada to the States and going through all kinds of life changes. And about 4 years later, hadn't seen the vision board. He's in his home office, and his little boy, his son, walks in, and he's like, Dad, what are these? And he's, because they're open-up boxes. Well, those are my vision boards, son. What's a vision board? And he kind of shares, you know, starts telling him about it, and starts pulling out his vision boards. And there he's sitting in this home office of literally, not a home like it, but the exact home years before he'd cut out of Dream Home magazine. Gorgeous space in California with his guest house and this acreage of all these citrus trees. And he was literally, and did, you know, again, hadn't been in his conscious thought for years, had bought the exact home. I mean, it's like mind-blowing, right? Now, I haven't had anything that massive, but the same principle where things that went on my vision board and manifestation, my friends, oh, my gosh, so very cool. But what it helps you do, too, because some of the things on my vision board aren't about, like, a physical space. Some are. but they're more about attributes and who I choose to be. And they bring me back to what I'm choosing to be, right? It's a conscious higher self saying, this is who I'm expanding into being. So work on that this week. Again, you might share one image with us in our Facebook group. You might show us your work in progress vision board. This might take you might be done with this in the week that we're in right now. Awesome. For some of you, you're going to say, I'm working on this and I'm going to share it, and you might share it 3 weeks from now. That's just fine too. Another resource I really like is Pinterest. I use Pinterest more personally than I do for anything business-wise. You can have private boards where no one else sees them, secret boards, which is where my vision board lives. No one else can see it. And you can save things to an online vision board. Sometimes in my photos, though, you know how you have a photo app on your smartphone, I have a category dedicated under photos and album to vision board as well. And so sometimes I'll drop images there. But there's things you can do digitally. You can do it physically. But many of the things on my vision board, which if you're on our Zoom meet and greet, I pointed it out to you because it's in the backdrop of my home office, that you could see it, you know, lightly. It has various images. Some are things of me in lifetime, things that have happened in real life already, pictures of me doing things that I love to do. Some are images that I've found off Pinterest and then printed. All these things I often printed off at Costco. And some are things that are cutouts, pieces of paper, you know, and images and words or statements from magazines. It's kind of a compilation of those things. But Pinterest is a great resource where you can search out images or words or quotes, things that inspire you, and then you assemble it together. But it's a powerful way to say, okay, I want to work out every day. Well, then let's put that on your vision board, right? I move my body every day, and maybe an image of you doing that, or an image of, you know, something that inspires you. I think that's what really matters, though, is make sure it inspires you. Or maybe it's your dream home goes on the vision board, right? Or dream car or a rank advancement that you want in your company. Or maybe some of the attributes of who you want to become around that you talk about service and kindness, compassion, or the relationships you're fostering. That's a vision board concept. The third point on page 13, it says visit your vision. Just like if you were literally building a home from the ground up. I have some friends building a beautiful home here in what's called Alpine, Utah. And his close friends, I've been to this home site. I mean, they started this building process 2 years ago, and they're probably still another 9 months out from it being finished. But at different points of the process, I've gone with them. Now, they go regularly, right? They drive to this property site to see the progress, to see it come to fruition. I've been there many times, probably at least 7 or 8 times. And I'm just a close friend. But over the years, when we've gone, hey, let's go see the house. And I've watched this become, you know, it's in process. Well, similar, you would do the same if you were building your dream home. You'd visit that space. You'd visit that zip code on a regular basis. Well, I want you to do that mentally. I want you to mentally see yourself at the rank that you desire. I want you mentally to see yourself happy and healthy and fit. I want you to regularly see yourself, and maybe for you it's having a clean, organized office, or see yourself connecting with a sweetheart or attracting a sweetheart into your life. Or seeing yourself travel to Italy or to Cancun, right? Or whatever it might be, from small things to big things, I want you to take time to visualize, ponder on, and feel into that vision, those dreams and goals. Love, this is one of the most powerful, palpable tools you can do for manifesting, is when you're mentally rehearsing. That's what Joe Dispenza, if you've read any of his books, love his work as well, Dr. Joe Dispenza. He calls it mental rehearsal. Sometimes we call that also acting as if. Right, we're taking on, we're embodying, we're seeing it, we're feeling it, smelling it. It's like we can taste it, touch it, experience it. Is again, your mind sees in pictures and images, and we can visualize things and see them happening and seeing us happy and joyful and being in that kind of a connection and that kind of life experience. And as we're doing so, man, you then put yourself in the zone and alignment of that thing. One of the powerful things you can do, can I tell you about an experience I had many years ago with visualization where I became sold, converted, whatever you want to call it, to this principle. So when I was brand new to sales and selling for Franklin Covey, I was selling coaching programs over the phone. That's before coaching was a big buzzword, right? It was very new in the industry, and we were selling this as a powerful form of support and service. And again, it was new, but I was new to sales, and it was commission-based sales. I'd never done that. I was originally to be a special needs teacher, and I'd been in a few classrooms here in Utah over 2 years working with kids with Down syndrome and learning disorders and challenges, and I've always had a soft spot for that in my heart. I really thought I was going to be a traditional classroom-based teacher. And I still love helping people work through their challenges, right? I mean, it's the same heartbeat. It's just a different classroom now with coaching and speaking and so forth. So the point being, though, I was new to sales. I had transitioned out of this traditional education path, and I was working for Franklin Covey, and I was, you know, selling over the phone and learning how to do that. And again, it was quite a change process for me. But I remember after I'd been at that company probably 4 or 5 months, at the beginning of that next new year, I made a decision that I was going to be the first female in that company to be a top 10 producer. Now, that was a year-long goal, because they would, you know, measure the statistics and your production for the full year and then celebrate it early on in the beginning of the next year. So I made this declaration. I took ownership of, remember I said in the very beginning, part of it's deciding, it's choosing it, and I decided it. I put it in writing. And then I started writing about that. I am a top 10 producer. This is how I think. This is how I speak. This is how I dress, carry myself, right? This acting as if you start playing the part. Remember as little girls, we played, and little boys, I just know that we have an all-female group here participating. But you probably did play make-believe. Of course, as children, we did, right? And make-believe and played house or dress up or played doctor or, you know, I remember playing waitress with a girlfriend and, you know, but I remember playing nurse with my teddy bears and dolls and things like that and taking care of them. And we did all kinds of ways that we did make-believe, right? Well, similar as adults, it's like pretending and playing, and we're embodying, we're playing dress-up just a little bit. But I want you on the inside to get dressed as the woman, the leader that you're becoming. You start acting as if you're already her, because you are. Well, back in this early, again, corporate experience, I was mentally rehearsing. I was started to visualize and see myself at that annual award ceremony. Some of you, that's a gala or a convention or a corporate gathering like that. For me, it was. And I started mentally seeing myself, hearing my name called and being, you know, that acknowledgement and so forth. And I just really set that goal because I knew I'd have to grow a whole lot to become her. I knew I had the seedlings to become her, but I'd have to really live into that expression. And I would mentally rehearse it. Now, I learned I couldn't do some of that visualization right before bed because I'd get so jacked up energetically, right? My palms would sweat, my nerves, like I was literally in that award ceremony, and the excitement, my heart would start beating a little faster. So I had to be mindful of when I would visualize, because sometimes I'd get so, you know, adrenaline racing in my bloodstream that then it was hard to fall asleep. But it matters to visualize that vision. Well, I would do and practice that. I would write it. I would visualize it. I would see it, nourish it. And indeed, I did. I went on to be the first female in that company to be a top 10 performer. And the first time I also quadrupled my income and made six figures in my mid-20s. And it was an exciting, exhilarating experience, right? But to have heavily as one of the things, my go-tos in my success kit was, yes, I was putting in the work. Yes, I was dialing the phone. Yes, I was doing presentations. But I was mentally practicing. It was like I was playing dress-up regularly, and I was acting as if I was already her. Right? One of my favorite quotes on leadership comes from Stephen Covey, where he says, leadership is a choice, not a position, not a title, not a rank. As we start acting as if and choosing into, like, who we're becoming, our best selves. And again, it's a practice. But we mentally, again, your life is in steep pursuit of where your mind lives. We're going to go deep on this in May with this Mindset Makeover course that you're gifted to participate in. And we talk in detail about formulating that. But I'm just helping us here with, we're talking vision and goals, is, do you have a clear vision? The Holy Bible talks about the power of a clear vision and the importance of it. Tony Robbins, Marie Forleo, you're hearing it here, Jack Canfield, right? There's all kinds of sources that will teach the same universal truth. Is, do I have a clear vision? Is it in writing? Is it in front of me? Am I visiting it often? You want to visit that vision and have it somewhere. That's why I do like having a vision board in your space, is that it reminds you on the regular, oh, that's right. Yeah, I love this. This inspires me. This is what I want. You know, and moving into that space and that experience for yourself. I love this. And you'll see some assignments come out to you around this week. But I look forward to it. And if you need help, ask for it. right? I'm here to support you as well as your fellow Success Academy students. I'm loving seeing how engaged you guys are in that Facebook group with one another. It just warms my heart, right? To see you support each other and share and, you know, come forward with those things in that way for yourself. Let's go on to page 14. At the top, it says my testimonial. I could ask that you do this in lifetime, but I would like for you to do this week is fill that out, your testimonial, whether you ever turn it in to me or not. This is more for you in a short-term manner, right, saying the next 7 weeks in this 60-day journey, here's who I'm becoming, and here's the things I'm practicing, right, that you're saying, gosh, in this 60 days, I've really gotten consistent with my self-care habits. I feel more confident. I feel more at peace. I'm sharing more often my business, product, or service. I've been promoted, or I've rank advanced, or I've increased sales. To see yourself, what are you going to create in the next 7 weeks, right? Well, I like to do this. It allows you, sometimes we get overwhelmed with seeing the big, big picture, right, of saying, wow, well, this is, you know, gosh, the next 5 years, I'm not sure. I'm just saying the next 7 weeks, right, the next 60 days of this experience. Who are you becoming? What are you practicing? And practicing this visualization experience with that. Let's go on to page 15 at the top there. It says, got goals. So vision, again, is more of this big picture. And goals, then again, are more clear, specific, measurable, effort-based action items that we're taking that help us move forward. I just want to clarify a few things that I help with phenomenal goal setting. I do have a free also goal setting course on my homepage website. Also find it under free resources at Tiffany Speaks. If you've not downloaded that, I invite you to do that. It's just an added resource where you can hear about even more various ways and applications. But that's also a great gift if you want to share that with your team or friends or your kiddos or significant other, because it's literally no strings attached, free goal setting course, comes with a companion workbook and audio that walks through that. Just want you to know that as a resource. But let's dive into some of these goal setting tips and techniques. Some of these things will, of course, vision and goals are sisters. They overlay, right? They just have a lot in common and they're in the same sphere, right? So it's to say, I mean, we're lumping them in together. But again, I look at vision as like bigger picture. And then I look at goals as more of a clear and specific action item within a smaller, shorter time frame that I'm working on that help me move towards the fulfillment of my vision. Like my vision for my own health is that I'm fit and I'm vivacious. One of my favorite words of all time, vivacious, right? I want to feel vivacious no matter my age. I want to feel vivacious. And so then to me, what are the specific goals that help me create that vision or that outcome, right? That's the difference for me from vision to goals. But goals, let's look at some of these tips together. Again, page 15 at the top there. Number one, you can see the bullet point there. It says clear and specific. I already touched on that, but if you want to write down here as well, the example of ordering off a menu. We're real clear, we're real specific that you want this specific thing happening in your life as either a habit or an outcome, right? It's measurable. It's clear, it's specific, it's measurable. Like, for instance, one of my very specific goal habits, it's a habit base every day, is that I move my body every day. It's clear, it's specific, and it's measurable. Every day I literally can measure that. Did I get moving? Did I get on a walk? Did I do a yoga session? Did I go for a run? Another clear, specific health goal of mine is that I drink or eat greens every day, right? Whether it's some kind of green vegetable or I often celery juice many times a week, you know, but some kind of greens gets in my body on a regular basis. Clear, specific, it's measurable. You might also, with your business, say I nourish 5 relationships every day or I nourish 10 relationships every week. It's really clear. It's really specific. It's measurable. Now, let's talk about scalable goals, right? This is a game-changing strategy for me, at least it was, and for many of you, I think you'll resonate with the same thought, is that one of the ways that people get in their own way and that they don't achieve goals is they set pie-in-the-sky, all-or-nothing goals. Right? Maybe you have some what I call emotional scar tissue. Can you relate to that? This is why a lot of people, we all know goals work, or they're at least a big influence if we have clear, specific goals. You've heard this many times in your life. This is not the first time you're hearing it. I know I'm not the first person to teach about vision and goals. You've heard it over and over again in your life. But why do we hesitate to do them, to sit down and do it and put them in writing or focus on them? Well, sometimes we have some scar tissue. We may have set a goal in the past we didn't achieve. Right? Or we maybe set pie in the sky goals and it made us feel insecure or insufficient and it just didn't happen, or that self-doubt crept in, right? I hear you and feel you. And in coaching space, when we're in our Q&A, if you have anything you want my support with clearing, please bring it there. But one of the ways that we shift the game with goals is we make them scalable. And this is a formula that comes from Raymond Arend. You can see here on page 15, it says minimum, target, and outrageous, the MTO formula. Minimum, target, and outrageous. I still want you to have the outrageous, pie in the sky, or sometimes called your BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. It has a big goal, the massive change, right? And that you go, great, that's this big goal for myself. But also to have the minimum and the target ranges, especially when you're setting what I love to call effort-based goals. But minimum, target, and outrageous is to set goals that give you a scalable, and also you'll notice this is progressive, right? And you've spent enough time with me already to know I'm a big fan and believer in progress. If I can get you to make progress, not perfect, but like let's say last week you didn't do a morning ritual maybe every day. Some of you did. But let's say some of you said, oh, gosh, I did it 3 days. But 3 days was more than what you'd done the weeks before, and that you're making progress, and you can now have a noticeable difference where you say, I notice on the days that I focus on, you know, doing the morning ritual, I see a better day, and you're progressing with that. But minimum, target, and outrageous. For instance, you might say, minimum, I work out 3 times a week. Right? Target is, I work out 4 times a week, might be your goal. And outrageous might be 5+. You might set this MTO formula for your income. You might say minimum, I earn $60,000 this year. Target is 90. Outrageous would be 100 and, you know, 100 plus or 150. And for some of you might say minimum, I'm going to do 6 figures this year. Target is 250. Outrageous would be 500,000 and above. I mean, whatever your numbers are at, right? I mean, don't by all means feel any pressure around that. That's just what speaks to you of minimum, target, outrageous. I like to set these goals for, again, like your nourishing of your network. We'll talk about in week 4. Minimum that you nourish 5 relationships a week. If I was your private coach, that would absolutely be the case. And that is the minimum. Target is 10. Maybe outrageous is 20 plus for you. Now, for some of you, your minimum is 20. Right? And your outrageous is more like 50, just based on what your job, your role is, your business, your time, where you're at. But see, I love this thought process with goal setting is minimum, target, outrageous. Doesn't that feel so good? It's just like, okay, minimum, I'm going to invest an hour into, you know, organizing my physical space this week. Target might be 2 hours and outrageous might be 3+, or whatever you look at like that for yourself. I've mentioned this concept of effort-based goals. I really want this in your notes. This is a game changer. There's also a show, a podcast I'm going to link in your assignment email around this as well. We have a lot of good content around this week, so much content. And if you feel a little overwhelmed, choose not to. Just realize, okay, I've got a lot of support tools. I can go through this. I don't have to have my whole life perfectly mapped out in 1 week, but I'm going to make progress with it. But this concept of effort-based goals is a game changer, right? Effort versus outcome. I love clear outcomes. Again, put them in your vision. Nothing wrong with clear outcomes. But sometimes we make our goals only outcome-based versus effort-based. Like, for instance, you might have outcome-based goals related to sales and enrollment and income. Please do. But really what I want you cultivating and curating on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis are your habits, right? Like, I can't control when a sale happens. I couldn't control any one of you signing up for this program. I could influence it, and we have influence things like free things we offer through the year or entry-level courses or lots of free content on podcasts and YouTube and social media, right? And then we offer, many of you did a free coaching consultation with a member of my team, which was a free value add to say, hey, let's get clear on your goals and get to know you. And many of you said, yeah, I want to coach with Tiff. You see, there's a lot of things I could put out there for influence, but I couldn't control any one of you signing up. I couldn't. So what I can focus on, again, effort-based goals is, hey, I'm going to put out a good podcast every week, good content. I'm going to focus on sharing, you know, 3 to 4 good social media things a week and nourishing X relationships. And therefore, then that turns into maybe speaking engagements and friendships or referrals. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with you. You can't control a sale or a promotion at work or in your company, but you can influence all those things. So we want to set effort-based goals, similar like my health goals, rather than, yes, am I At times, do I get on a scale and see where I'm at numbers-wise? I sure do. Or you check your back office? Absolutely. But with my health goals, for instance, I'm focusing more on the habits there, that I move my body every day. I prioritize good rest and meditation, that I have greens in my body on a regular basis and my supplementation, that I'm doing the things that help me have the outcome I want, which is a vivacious, healthy body. And so when you focus again on the effort, doesn't you see the difference in how liberating that is? And similar in relationships or things where you go, great, you know, like let's say you wanted to attract the love of your life or, you know, great friendship or relationship. It's like, hey, I'm going to put myself out there. You know, I'm going to take good care of myself. I'm going to nourish friendships. I'm going to try out new hobbies. It's a lot of times as humans, when it comes to goals or vision and, you know, these concepts, it's, you've got to be an active participant with the manifestation of them. Is what can I control? I can control how I show up. What are the things I can do to influence my business to grow or influence my relationships to be healthier, happier, or for me to be healthier, happier, my self-care, my things, right, that you're invested in the vessel. And so when we're setting goals, we want to be clear about that. Two other simple points I just want to make sure we focus on are at the top. There are two focus points. There's one on the left-hand side and one on the right-hand side in a little color blurb. And on the left-hand side, it says focus on what you do want. That's really important. It's sometimes in life, we're more focused on what we don't want, right? We're talking about, thinking about. Well, when your thoughts and your words are creative vehicles. Your words are powerful. The power of your words, the power of your thoughts is making sure you're focusing on what you do want, right? So when you're setting those goals and working on your vision, focus on what you do want, not what you don't want, right? And similar to that, on the right-hand side, it says focus on what you're moving towards versus away from. I'm going to give you an example on that because I think it's important to have that clarity. And then focus again on what you do want. Like sometimes when we set our health goals, we might say, oh, I don't eat sugar or I don't drink Diet Coke. Now, I'm not saying you should eliminate either of those things, just as examples. Well, see, if you see in your mind's eye, I don't drink Diet Coke, what do you see? You see a can of Diet Coke, and you're just putting that image back in your mind. You say, I don't do this, I don't do that, versus focus on what you do want, which is, again, like write about, think about what is happening with your health or business or other goals. And similar to this other one, what you're focusing on, what you're moving towards versus away from, right? Two really powerful examples are money and weight, money and health. Is that if you're focusing again, let's say with money, and debt is a common conversation, right? Nothing wrong with having debt. But it's one of those things that for a lot of people, when they focus on, if they're writing down, you know, I'm, you know, clearing up this debt or debt-free or debt. Now, for some of you, you're just trying to write debt-free in your goals. But for many of you, that actually is going to trigger something that's not positive, right? It's going to feel heavy. So rather than focusing on being, you know, again, all the things on the debt, focus on what you want. I remember years ago, I was coaching a hairstylist, and she had hired me to be her life coach. And one of her goals was she had some credit card debt she wanted to clean up. And so one of her goals, as we put in writing, was I have a zero balance on my credit card account by December 31st, 2010, or something better. It was clear, specific, it was measurable. But she was talking about what she was moving towards, which was a zero balance, right? She could see that in her mind's eye. Versus focusing on the debt, she would see the zero balance on those credit card statements. Similar with health, if we're saying a number on a scale, rather than focusing on, I want to lose, you know, 10 pounds. No, you don't. Your subconscious brain doesn't want to lose anything. And people, the word diet as well is not good for them because the first three words of the word diet is die, right? And you think about that. And so you might want to talk about the number you're moving towards versus I want to lose 10 pounds. Let's talk about, well, subtract the 10 pounds. What's that number? Focus on that number, right? But again, I say that with an asterisk. I want you focusing on the health habits more than the number. But if you're doing the health habits, it'll help you lead towards you that direction. But just being aware of what you're moving towards, which is, I want to be this number, I want to be this size in my clothing, or I want to feel confident in my body, or I want a zero balance in my credit card accounts, or I want 10 grand or 100 grand in savings, or I want to see this. Because again, your mind is so powerful, you love, and you got to put images there and thoughts and words of what you're moving towards and what you're wanting to see happen versus what you want to get away from. Because if you focus on what you want to get away from, you're going to keep manifesting more of what you don't want. Does that make sense? I know it sounds like such a little thing, but it's everything. And so as you're setting these goals, as you're working on these concepts this week, and just starting out again, what do I want? And then looking at those eight categories, what do I want to feel more of here? And what are the actions or activities? And what are my most important goals for today, for this week, for this month, for this season? What am I creating or accomplishing in Success Academy in this 60-day journey, the habits and the outcomes and those things, focusing on, most importantly, those effort-based goals, right, that we're going to do the work in our businesses and for our self-care and for our relationships. We're going to be about the work of those positive habits. When you set goals in that thought process, it's so empowering. And it's got that life shelf to it, right, those ongoing habits that help you nourish the outcomes that you want. Again, I invite you to download as well that goals training program off my website or share it with anyone in your life that are saying, gosh, let's work on this together. We just really, a few weeks ago, crossed into second quarter for 2021. And really, I believe any day is a new day that people can create change. And the people you're connected to want change, right? Every human wants change. And your change agents helping people do that, well, that program will also help them with the clarity pieces on that. The next following few pages, you will have the ability to work on and work through at your own pace and choice, pages 16, 17, 18, and 19. This is the 5% more activities. But look at, as looking at, again, a lot of times if we're creating sustainable change and change that we can mentally engage with, we look at the 5% more. So like it says there on that page, right? Right on page 16, it says, if I were to take 5% more action for my own happiness, I would, you know, what are some of the small, simple things that you could do to move you in the direction? These are just clarity prompts, by the way, that help you with this visioning and goal setting and the changes that you desire. The next one in page 17 is your health. You know, the small, simple changes, the quality of your relationships, being proactive there, and growing your business is on page 19. So those are some good prompts you can work on and work through as well that help you in that, again, working through with your mind. I love this week's content. I want you to choose in. I want you to make a decision right now in that mindset of yours to say, ooh, I'm in the creative, juicy space. Perfect? No. Like, oh my gosh, I got to have my perfect set goals all the way figured out. No, but you do already have enough awareness to say progress focused. What are some of the things I want to feel more of and create? And going through these assignments this week, you'll see your assignment email come out here pretty shortly. And to work through those things in the listening, the reading, the journaling, if I can be of service or support to you, by all means, please reach out, put it in our Facebook group or bring it to our Q&A call. We're back on this Wednesday at the exact same time for our live coaching Q&A session. If you're not able to be there live but have a question, please put it in our Facebook group and tag me to it, and I will weave it into our live call. So you can have that support. I know some of you at times it will align schedule-wise, sometimes it won't. If at all possible, though, please be there live, because there's so much richness that happens in those live Q&A coaching calls. But my loves, may I just remind you and hold space that you're a powerful creator. You have the power to create. All things are created twice, first mentally or spiritually, and second into the physical creation. And whether you're wanting to say, I want to expand my capacity to become a better listener, and a skill to my self-care habits, to rank advancing in the next month or 3 months or this year, to starting or growing a business, better relationships, you name it, the power of practicing these principles. I'm so looking forward to seeing your vision board. I'll share mine too, right? I'll meet you there. I'll put my vision board, you can see a picture of it up close and personal, in our Facebook group as well so you can see what mine looks like. But by all means, it's no template that you have to follow what mine looks like. Mine has a combination of personal and business and creation and purpose and happiness and joy goals and things like that. I assume yours will have something similar. Much love from me to you. Enjoy your creation time this week and working on and progressing with your own clarity. I look forward to connecting with you guys about this on Wednesday and being back in that live coaching Q&A session. Have a great rest of your Monday, loves. I'll see you guys soon.